Now, a phrase to help build your 21st century vocabulary, the Streisand effect. Maybe you knew about it already, but if not, think people who don't want people to know things and end up being among the most unhappy people in the world. We were reading about a Swiss bank, Bank Julius Baer, that was upset about documents leaked to the website WikiLeaks.org. The bank asked a federal judge to shut down the website, and the judge obliged, which of course made the case compelling reading, not just for people concerned about allegations of money laundering in the Cayman Islands, but also people concerned about free speech on the Internet. Arguably, more people sought and found the documents after the website was shut down than before. Well, Mike Masnick, CEO of TechDirt, Inc., is responsible for naming this phenomenon, and he joins us now from Stanford, California. Mr. Masnick, why the Streisand effect?
Well, it all came about based on a situation that happened with Barbara Streisand, where someone had been photographing the entire west coast of the United States from a helicopter for ecological reasons. And one of those photos happened to be of Barbara Streisand's house along the coast somewhere in Southern California. And of course, no one actually recognized that it really was her house among the thousands and thousands of photos, until she decided to sue him for $50 million for showing her house online. And so once that happened, once she sued him, suddenly that photo got a tremendous amount of interest. The website that was hosting it got bombarded with hits. And then a bunch of other sites picked it up, and news sources, the Associated Press, printed the photo as well, getting that photo that she had hoped to get removed much, much, much more attention.
And I am your witness here that in preparation for this interview, for journalistic purposes only, I found both the photograph of Barbara Streisand's house and also some documents leaked about the Swiss bank in question. The lesson here is, if you want lots of people to see something, just try to suppress it.
Exactly. And in fact, I believe that there are some folks who are now using the Streisand effect for that very purpose, to get attention specifically for stuff that they supposedly want banned.
I read about a Kentucky company that was trying to market, was it an alcohol inhaler?
Yes, that's another great example, where they were trying to sell an alcohol inhaler and found that people actually weren't interested. People tend to want to drink alcohol as opposed to inhale it, apparently. But they somehow convinced a Kentucky legislator, I guess, that this was a horrible thing that needed to be banned. And so he put forth legislation to ban it. And suddenly that alcohol inhaler got a ton of attention and sales went up as well.
This is sort of like a marketing Newsweek by putting a brown paper wrapper around the cover one day and hoping that sales will go up on the assumption there is something really wrong in there.
Exactly. And the more attention it gets for being something that you can't see or can't use, the more interested people are in seeing what it's all about.
Well, is it just a new take on rubbernecking? Is that what the phenomenon is?
In some ways it is, but I think it's really sort of changed thanks to the Internet, right? Rubbernecking, you're just watching a car accident. But people feel that their rights are being taken away when someone's trying to, say, bully someone into suppressing information that they think should be out there.
Is this, by the way, your only coinage that you're responsible for, the Streisand effect, or are there others you want to share with us?
Realistically, at this point, that's the only one that's really caught on. I haven't really attempted too much. Don't want to overshoot.
Well, in a few years, we'll call back for Masnick's Law.
Yeah, I'll work on that one.
That's Mike Masnick, who is CEO of TechDirt, Inc., and responsible for naming the Streisand effect. And today, the judge who shut down WikiLeaks reversed himself, citing First Amendment concerns.